The South Carolina Fall Ag and Art Tour kicked off this past weekend in Oconee County. Here to tell us more about how to enjoy fall in the upstate is Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And now this is a new development, is it not, having the Ag and Art Tour in the fall?
It's relatively new. It's been going on several years now, kicking off in June, and it has expanded to almost cover the entire state. And this is the northwest corner of the state. Some people might call it the Clemson corner, who knows. But kicked off last week in Oconee County, and this weekend they're going to Anderson County with some great stops. But November's a great time to live in South Carolina, with the temperatures cooling off a little bit and the what's left of the fall colors still out there. So that's why it's a great time to have this going on in Anderson County.
For those that may not be familiar with the Ag and Art Tour, sort of give us a thumbnail sketch of what that's all about.
Well, it's an agritourism initiative where a South Carolina farm location will open up, obviously, for self-guided tours. And some may have farmers markets, but all of them will have some sort of local artists there at their farm. Might be a painter, sculptor, might be a storyteller, or might be a singer. So you come in, take your tour, just enjoy the agritourism parts of that farm, and then enjoy the talents of a local artist who's there to entertain. And I've been on several, and it is a fascinating way to spend a weekend doing these. And they've got three, you know, great locations there, and in Anderson County, or around Anderson, northern Anderson County, I guess you would call this. So really pleased at the way this program has expanded.
Yeah, Bart Garrison Ag Museum, the Split Creek Farm, and Boxwood Manor all opening up their gates coming up this weekend, the 9th and the 10th. Split Creek Farm, they're pretty well known for some of that goat cheese, I believe, which got my attention right away.
They have been. They have worked hard up there. And the good thing, all of these, if I know my geography correct without checking a map, they're very relatively close to each other. The Garrison Ag Museum is on Highway 176 from the interstate up to Clemson. And then Split Creek is not far from there, and then Boxwood Manor is over toward Pendleton. So, again, in one afternoon, you could visit all three. Naturally, before you go, you want to check our website to get more details, and that's agriculture.sc.gov. Of course, the Ag and Art Tour, they have their website, and that is Ag and Art Tour, just spelled out just like we said it, .com, Ag and Art Tour. If you read it, it looks like a foreign word, but if you realize it's about four words put together, it makes sense. So agandarttour.com, and learn about the festivities this weekend.
It continues this weekend, the 9th and the 10th in Anderson County, the South Carolina Fall Ag and Art Tour. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.